About 130 million people are expected to watch the Super Bowl. And with that many pairs of eyeballs glued to the tube, as usual, companies are rolling out all new ads and spending big money to promote overnight delivery, new cars, beer, soda, and drugs to help reverse erectile dysfunction. A 30-second spot costs about $2.3 million. The ads are popular, too. It's been said viewers run to the bathroom during the game so they won't miss the commercials. 20 years ago, during Super Bowl 18, Apple Computer established a benchmark for the Super Bowl ad phenomenon.
Today we celebrate the first glorious anniversary of the information purification directives.
In a stunning commercial that is repeatedly voted one of the best ads of all time, an athletic young woman wields a sledgehammer as she runs through an audience of automatons to smash a giant televised image of Big Brother.
We shall prevail.
On January 24th, Apple Computer will introduce Macintosh. And you'll see why 1984 won't be like 1984.
Steve Hayden was the copywriter for Chiat Day, the company that produced the spot. He's now vice chairman at Ogilvy and Mather, and he joins us from our New York bureau. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
The 1984 ad really looked postmodern. The director was Ridley Scott, who, of course, is famous for his Alien movies and Blade Runner. And the creative director for Chiat Day was Lee Clow. So from an advertising perspective, what was the vision behind this?
The vision, really, I have to credit Steve Jobs, one of the founders of Apple Computer, with the vision, because he said, I want to do something that will stop the world in its tracks. I want a thunderclap. I want something that will leave people with their jaws dropped, with their mouths agape. Mike Murray, marketing director of the project, showed the commercial to the board of directors of Apple, and several of them put their heads down in their hands. He thought they were overwhelmed with emotion at the impact of this tremendous commercial. And the first person to raise their hand said, who would like to move on firing Chiat Day immediately? So the board was, shall we say, less than supportive.
How did you counter that? How did you then convince them that this was the way to go?
It was really a combination of Mike Murray, Steve Jobs, our fearless leader, and Steve Wozniak, who, although he was retired from Apple at the time, came up to Steve Jobs and said, you know, I will write a personal check for half the cost of this commercial because that's how good I think it is and how important I think it is for Apple's future.
It only ran once nationally on that Super Bowl broadcast?
That's correct.
It cost $700,000 to produce, $1.5 million to air. Was it worth it?
It was well worth it. We actually made up the cost of production and media in the very first afternoon of Macintosh sales.
Huh. Now, 20 years later, the advertising industry and American culture as a whole kind of points to a change in advertising, particularly Super Bowl advertising, on that day when that spot ran. As someone who is still in the advertising business at a very high level, what do you see now as the lasting effects of that ad?
First, it made the Super Bowl sort of the Hajj of advertisers. This was the place to make a statement, to achieve overnight success, to launch the new product, to launch the big movie, to launch the new car. It sort of became this seminal date where everyone came together. And by the way, the other thing is, I mean, 1984 was sort of a watershed year if you kind of cast your mind back. There were Cold War overtones to all of that. Technology was causing a shift in personal empowerment. We were really talking about the democratization of technology. You know, that kind of message, I think, is, you know, not there to be said right now. There may be another. We saw a lot of sort of 9/11 referential advertising over the past couple of years. But that sort of alignment of the planets doesn't happen very often.
Steve Hayden is vice chairman of Ogilvy and Mather and was copywriter for the 1984 Macintosh ad, which aired during the Super Bowl 20 years ago. He joined us from our New York bureau. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
You can view the Macintosh ad on our website. Go to npr.org.